So while all of that is happening, of course, we still have a vaccine rollout that we need to keep an eye on as well. We had some concerns around the Johnson & Johnson jabs, which had to be destroyed. So let's get an update on that now with Mia Milan, who is a national treasure at this point, the director at the Becky Sisa Health Journalism Centre. Mia, good afternoon to you. Thank you for making time for us. I know you're pretty much, I've seen some people saying that they should just give the health minister job to you because you're communicating really well. So thank you for that. So what is the situation now with these vaccines? Johnson & Johnson is saying that they are going to be replacing the jabs that had to be destroyed. Where are we with that?
Yes, so actually Johnson & Johnson has confirmed that, as you may know, we're getting 300,000 jabs this week from J&J directly. And those jabs will go directly to teachers and other school staff in the country. We don't know an exact date of delivery yet, but they say it will be sort of today or tomorrow. And so we know that we're getting those jabs immediately. Then we know that Aspen's CEO, Stephen Fart, yesterday said that they will be releasing 1 million Johnson & Johnson doses on Monday next week. And the reason why they can do it so quickly is because they have been producing these for the past month. So Johnson & Johnson, you know that Aspen in South Africa only packages the vaccine, so they need to get the actual substance of the vaccine from elsewhere. And there are two factories in the world where Johnson & Johnson produces the actual vaccine substance. The one is this US factory where there was an issue of contamination, and the other is a factory in Leiden. So Johnson & Johnson, during the past month, took some of the substance produced at Leiden and sent it to Aspen in South Africa, and they then produced these jabs, and that's why they can release them so quickly. And then the CEO of Aspen said that Johnson & Johnson will also be sending a significant amount of vaccines from the Leiden factory directly to South Africa, so they wouldn't have to be packaged here. They will come in their completed form. Johnson & Johnson has not confirmed a number for these vaccines, but what Aspen has said is that their relationship with Johnson & Johnson, and from that they understand that we will have replaced all our 2 million vaccines within the next 2 weeks.
And for those of you who are wondering where Leiden is, it is in the Netherlands, just so that you know where those jabs are coming from. At the moment, we have these Pfizer vaccines that are currently being rolled out at various sites across the country. What does the dashboard tell us about how many vaccines are actually being rolled out at the moment, Mia?
So we have done around about 1.7 million doses in South Africa. That's not just Pfizer. That includes the J&J doses that we gave in the Sasanke trial. So of those 1.7, 1.2 million were Pfizer. And the important difference to understand is that of those, that 1.7 million total, only about 500,000 of those people, the people who got J&J doses in Sasanke, have been fully vaccinated. The rest of those doses are only one of two doses that you get for Pfizer. So those people have not yet been fully vaccinated. We should start with our second doses round about the end of June, because you get it 42 days, your second Pfizer jab after your first one, and we started on 17 May. So you could imagine, if you count all the weeks, that we would start it towards the end of June. There has, however, been concerning reports on social media of some people at a vaccination center in Houghton in Johannesburg saying they've already received their second jab, and the health department is investigating that, because that's not supposed to happen. No one's supposed to have a second jab by now, but it seems like some people say they have.
Okay, interesting. All right, so we know that the president is meeting with the NCCC, with the premiers, with cabinet today. Do you have a sense at all about what they might be discussing, whether or not we could see a tightening of restrictions? Have you heard any leaks from inside those meetings?
I haven't heard leaks, but what I do know from previous waves, and also from speaking to experts, is that alcohol sale restrictions almost always come later than the other restrictions. And the reason for that is that the main purpose of So restricting the sale of alcohol is to open up hospital beds for enough COVID patients. And the hospitalizations always happen about 2 weeks at least after the infections. So we are now at the stage where there is a heavy, heavy burden on our health system. Many provinces are, almost at full capacity for beds. So it's very possible that they're looking at alcohol restrictions that might not be a complete ban. It may just be restrictions on the hours. And the other two things or tools that they have to reduce indoor gatherings, because we know that the virus spreads much easier indoors, is curfews. So they might just be discussing making the curfew stricter than it is at the moment, because it will restrict the amount of time that people, in particularly in the evenings, will have to gather in groups outdoors, indoors. And then, of course, group gatherings, just like the Premier and the Western Cape has mentioned, that is a major source of concern. So they might likely be discussing how to make the groups that can gather even smaller than 100 inside.
Mia, thank you so much. As always, Mia Milan, the director at the Becky Sisa Health Journalism Centre. So I'm just calling her Minister Mia at this point, because she communicates so well on these issues, giving us a wrap of where we are in the vaccine rollout, what's happening with Johnson & Johnson, and what we might be expecting.